everyone. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would like to be a part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon.
Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode 33. So, this episode is going to be called Race Firma, Metescrit, Nesquit.
What's that?
When you got it up, keep it up.
Yeah, that's...
It's not sexual.
That's bedroom talk.
No, it's not. No. So, when you were doing your half Ironman Galveston training... When you start tapering down your training your last 2 weeks, I also tapered down my last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now I'm paying the price because now I have to ramp it back up, which started last week. Mm-hmm. So my training, although it's still productive, it's wiping me out. Last week wiped me out. So that's the one thing we can talk about is stay on your training plan. Don't deviate. So mm-hmm. Gulf Coast.
Yeah, John was trying to take care of me.
Yeah, Gulf Coast. I guess they called it Ironman 70.3 Panama City Beach. Gulf Coast, something like that. They put Panama City Beach in the name now instead of Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
So that's the one I'll be doing in 3 weeks. And so my training for ramping up has been like on the weekends doing the long bike and the long run.
And I come along with him.
Yeah. So like today we went to a long swim. Today we went to a new swim place. We actually went and tried out.
Lake Longhorn.
And so you have to check in over at the gun shop because there's a gun range there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the lake and they give you a wristband and then you go to the lake. So that was okay, actually, swimming there. There's a little island in the middle of the lake.
I still like the man better.
Okay. But it was, the lady was nice at the gun shop, checked us in. We went out there. There's big grass area. The scuba divers were out, so it's also a scuba diver area.
Yeah.
So we
there's a lot of triathletes out there too.
Yeah, there was a trainer, a coach out there training two young punks.
Yeah.
Pups out
two
there.
Two little pups, yeah.
Yeah. And then when we were leaving, what'd she say? Still another 2.5 hours left.
Yeah, she's like, we got 2.5 hours left. I don't know if she was joking or
wow. Yeah, that's probably for the full. And we met a guy there named Alex. Mm-hmm. Who I should have grabbed the phone because by the time I was done swimming, he was out there. Mm-hmm. He is doing his first Ironman.
And his very first triathlon.
Very first one.
Yeah.
He was like on a treadmill and something popped up on his phone. He's like, oh, I can do that. So he's doing the full.
He looks like he's middle-aged.
Yeah, so he's doing the full Ironman mm-hmm. here next weekend at Woodlands, Texas.
Texas.
Ironman. 140.6.
So
he was talking about the swim because he's been out there training.
He looked very nervous.
He panicked just going, looked like what, 100 yards he was talking about? Because he said from there to there, and it was probably 100, maybe 200 yards,
mm-hmm.
that he couldn't even swim without panicking. So we're talking to him that actually that's good that he panics out there mm-hmm. and he can practice getting out of it.
Yeah.
So we gave him some tips about, you know, sitting up if you need to, hanging on the kayak if you need to, as long
as
you're not.
Yeah, I don't think he knew that about the kayak.
Yeah, as long as you're not making forward progress.
Yeah, I think he thought maybe if you hang on the kayak, people think that means you're giving up, but
no,
you're
yeah.
not.
So we gave him that. We told him about swimming his cadence slower. So his swim stroke slower, and if he has to, he can go to the breaststroke and keep moving forward. So those are just some tips that we do mm-hmm. When we panic. But panicking out there is actually, it's a good thing because then you can, if you have
to get it over with.
And you get it in the race, then you know what to do. So that's something we gave him advice for that. So did you see him go in the water and start? So he was doing okay?
Yeah, he's been in that water before.
Right. Good. So we'll keep an eye out for him. He has a longer name besides Alex. I don't know where he's from.
Spanish.
Yeah. So he's going to be out there along with a bunch of other full Ironman triathletes next week, Woodlands, Texas. So we'll be out there watching. And we're going to bring our dog. We're going to bring Sammy in his wagon.
Yeah, I'll have to Instagram Sammy.
Yeah. I wish I would have got him a scarf that said addicted to triathlon.
Oh my gosh.
That would have been cute.
He would have been hot, but yeah. We could just put it on for the picture. That's so cute.
So we'll be out there watching that and cheering on all the athletes to see how they do. And then we'll see the pros. There's pros out there. Blumenfeld's coming.
Uh-huh.
Lionel won't be there. Lionel Sanders won't be there. And then there's a bunch of other people. I don't even know who they are.
I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. They're the new up-and-comers.
Yeah.
So we'll go check that out.
Probably some of the people that passed me.
Pass you on what? The pros?
Just people.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people on this, the Galveston 70.3, they use that as a practice for the full Ironman. So
yeah,
that's always a fun thing to watch because, with the pros out there, they're hauling. They're like, day at the office for them.
I don't know how they do it. Like, we feel it. We feel ours.
Yeah. Plus, it's probably going to be hot. It's usually hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that one day it rained. It hailed. But Texas is usually a hot one for the full Ironman. And we'll get some B-roll so I can put more videos up. I never did any videos really from the half Ironman. I guess I'll have to put some things up there.
Yeah.
Top 10 tips for something. I've got a whole top 10 tips series that I've been trying to put up, but that's what I use the B-roll for.
Mm-hmm.
And
B-roll.
And I think I use an AI voice too to speak it, because it's not me talking. But I think I've got like top 10 tips. I think I've got 7 of them I'm just waiting to put up, and I just have to put them up. So there's some of that going on. So what else do we have? We've got...
Well, after our swim.
Oh, after our swim, we went to Memorial Park.
Mm-hmm.
We came home. Well, we stopped at Bucky's.
Yeah.
We found a new
so
Bucky's.
Good.
Got some...
In Lake City.
Got some fajita tacos.
Yeah, just something
beef.
Small. Not too much.
But I had to get jalapeno chips. Potato chips. Not good before a bike ride. They were good to eat, but the first...
I got the salt and vinegar.
But the first 10 miles of my bike ride, I was like, eh. It was just a 45-mile bike ride. And for me, it's a confidence booster because... And this is some of the stuff that we do in our training. When I have Kate train... It's you're gonna go out and you're gonna do like on a weekend, you're gonna do all 3 events and then you're going to see what your times are.
Yeah.
And that'll kind of gauge what your time is gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a good day on the triathlon.
Yeah.
So last weekend,
I saw your speed and it looks like you were doing 17.
Yeah. I was trying to do negative splits every 10 miles. And try to ramp up, and then you went running. You were done with your run, and you went and got, and you sat on the bench, and I saw you. And then, of course, I had to show off. Bad. Do your training like you're supposed to do your training. So I was trying to, like, on the loop. We went to Memorial Park, and there's a picnic loop. It's 1.2 miles.
Yeah.
So I was doing a 45-mile bike ride. And then, so you were done after 2 hours, and I saw you. And then, of course, I'm going to speed up. And you had your camera out, and you were taking video. So
yeah, I just put it on Instagram.
Oh, great. I have to show off for my wife because, you know, that's what you do. And I cramped because I was doing too much too fast. It was not part of the plan.
It was the end of the...
Yeah, it was at mile 40.
40.
Yeah, so I was, again, dumb move on my part. So I had to ramp it back down, and then I ate some more food, and then I drank some more. But, yeah, so it was a confidence booster for me because last week I went out on a 40-mile bike ride, but I rode the bayou. Mm-hmm. And the problem was there's a lot of stop and go because you have to wait for traffic.
But as I was saying, like my loops, you don't have to go all the way out. It's less bumps if you do two loops.
There's still that one section with all the bumps.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. Okay. So I went all the way out to like Sugar Land on the bayou. And there's a lot of stop and go traffic, a lot of stop signs.
That's why I do the two loops.
And so when I came back, it was like 4 hours. And I was like, dang, I'm slow. Why am I so slow?
Because you had to stop.
And then I even looked at the moving speed. And I was like, I'm slow. So my confidence got all broken up. So today, for today's bike ride, I was like, I need to go on the picnic loop. Mm-hmm. They resurfaced the whole thing, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And so no stopping. The only thing at the time I had to stop was when cars turn left to go park without putting on their blinkers.
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you're one of those people that don't turn your blinkers, because the slow people are supposed to be on the right, whether it's bike or car, so the left is the faster, don't turn left in front of bikers. I saw it happen to me twice. And
what do you mean left?
So I'm on the left because I'm going faster than the car. And then they turn left in front of me. And they cut me off.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't do that. Bad juju.
Yeah. It's kind of controversial. I mean, bikers don't own the roads, which...
No. Which there's signs.
Drivers think that bikers think that they do.
Yeah, there's signs everywhere. It says...
Everyone should basically take turns.
Share the road. Bikers run... Because people run there, too. Bikers, runners, and cars. There's signs everywhere that says that. Share the road.
And, I mean, people think that these bikers are, like, just, like, not people. But they're, like, real people.
Yep.
Real lives, and you can hurt someone.
Yep. So, there was one part where someone actually, you know, on the side right by where you were, that side parking over when you just start, he backed up and then turned left into the parking area where we parked last time.
I don't remember.
And that's the one that cut me off.
Oh.
It was like, I thought he was leaving, but then he just turned over.
And I think part of it, too, is people don't even see you.
I'm always on the side where they can see me in their side mirror. Mm-hmm. Or I go straight behind them in their rear view mirror so they could see me. There was also a part where a lady was driving completely the wrong way because it's a loop and there's only one way to drive. Mm-hmm. And their sign says one way. And this lady was going the wrong way to leave. And I was like pointing at her and I was pointing at the one way sign. And
where is this?
Right by...
Oh, at Memorial Park.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she didn't care. She just ignored me.
But, yeah.
So be careful from cyclists out there. And if you're training
and
for...
cyclists need to be careful.
Yes, cyclists.
Cars, too.
You got to be aware. And you need to watch out for...
We all share.
Cars doing things. They're big. Cars are bigger.
Yeah.
They can do a lot of damage. I did see a fire truck and an ambulance come from... Some elderly man was leaving the park and stopped and had his blinkers on. And as I was doing the loops, I could see there was a couple guys came over and looked like they were asking him if he needed assistance. And then the fire truck came and the ambulance came. And then I saw he was an elderly man, got out of his car and was going to the ambulance. And then by the next loop, everyone was gone. But so I don't know what happened there. It was an event. So hopefully he's okay. But be cognizant
of you. Be aware.
There you go. Be cognizant of your surroundings and everyone. Even bikers, you know, usually you're going to pass on the left. You say on your left, but sometimes the bikers are on the left already, so you have to pass on the right. So you'll have to, you know, say pass on the right. And there's families out there just enjoying walking and little kids on bikes. So be careful. You'll see them. Slow down, you know. You can speed up later after you pass them. They were so cute out there in their little bikes, you know. One kid saw me and he's like, oh, and tried to race me in his little tiny bike. Okay. Maybe his little 6-inch bike. And so he started going really fast as he could. His little legs were like just going.
That's cute.
So anyway, so it built this ride, which was, again, on purpose to build up my confidence. I was a lot faster and my time was a lot shorter than what it was last week. So, because my worry was I wasn't going to make the cutoff, the 8.5 hour cutoff for half
the Ironman. You'll be fine. You just hightail it.
Yeah, hightail it. I don't want to spend all my pennies.
You just get going.
Yeah. Although when I went back out to the Jeep to go get your headphones, I was like kind of going, oh, could I run now? How do I feel right now?
No.
I'd have to go another 10 more miles on the, or 11 more miles on the bike.
I was ready to go.
Yeah. So I was just seeing how I was feeling.
Yeah.
Taking a self-assessment to see how I was doing. And, you know, because there's still a whole half marathon after the run.
That's the fun part.
Yeah. So tomorrow I'm going to be out there running. I think last week I ran 10 miles. Tomorrow unless it's going to rain, it's, 11
yeah,
miles
it's supposed
tomorrow.
To rain.
Yeah, if I go early enough, maybe I'll miss it.
Yeah.
But there's, so my productivity is, well, my workouts have still been productive, even though I've ramped them up severely to catch up. So again, once you've got your training up, you just, you know, your blocks that you build, you know, for you, we would do 2 weeks of hard and 1 week easy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you could do 3 hard and 1 easy. For me, I do 3 hard and 1 easy. And so those blocks of training, they're good because the easy week is for you to recover. It's not like you're really easy. It's not like, you know, you're going to be not doing anything. You're still working out, but you're having time for your body to recover and to absorb the training that you had for that previous block.
Mm-hmm.
So since I'm on my last block of training before my race, I've got this weekend and then next weekend and then I taper. And actually probably next weekend it won't be as bad. It won't be as long.
So
or
you
hard.
Have 2 weeks.
3 weeks till.
2 weeks of working out.
Yeah, but it's that last week is the taper week.
Yeah.
And then the week before is a lower volume, but it's still a block of training. So we'll work on that. And then when we go to Pensacola, we're going to go to Pensacola the first night, which is where we used to live.
Yeah.
And we're going to stay there the night. And then we're going to take our time going to Panama City Beach the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So the bike check-in is like kind of like the same thing as what you had.
Mm-hmm.
The athlete check-in is, I think, up until 5 or something like that. But the interesting part is the race. It's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And transition opens at 4:30, I think is what it said, and closes at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And race starts at like 6 or 5:45, mm-hmm. something like that. It's like a whole hour earlier than normal 70.3s. Panama City Beach is still on Central Time Zone, and so they're the first ones to get first light.
So the time zone is like an hour ahead of us.
No, it's still the same. But they get the sunrise earlier than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're still on the Central Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here the sun sets later in Houston than it does over there. So everything is just kind of at earlier for everything. I looked at the the athlete's guide, and I looked at the bike course, because there's a couple of turns that are kind of interesting on the map, so I had to go to Google Maps and do the turn by turn. And there's this one point on the westmost side where you turn off the highway or the beach road, and you go in this little bike trail. I'm just like, oh wow, I showed it to you.
Oh yeah, around a parking lot.
And then you go, well no, there's another part where you go around a parking lot. You go around the back of a supermarket. Mm-hmm. It's not Kroger, it's the one that they have over there that we used to go to.
Publix.
Yeah, so you go, you take the road into the supermarket, and then you go behind it, and then you come back out to the main road again. Mm-hmm. So I guess I just do that to add some the distance. And then you go out, you cross over this viaduct, over this waterway, then you turn right into this, it looks like just a sidewalk, a one-lane sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they'll put mats down or something, because to get from to the sidewalk from the road, it's kind of...
when I was racing, they had cords in the middle of the road at times.
Yeah, they had mats. But you go through this really cool area. Mm-hmm. You do this loop around. You go under the bridge that you went over, go around the other side, and then come out, and then you head back. That's the place that you go, and then that's towards your finish. And I forgot what the mile marker was at that point.
Yeah.
So I looked at that. I looked at the run. It took me a while to figure out the run, because we've been there before, and I was going off of, you know, when
isn't
they...
Isn't there like a... I'm trying to think. There's like a bridge.
Yeah, that bridge. Yeah. Remember how
big,
they...
Big, long bridge.
Remember how they crossed that bridge, and then they turned right? You remember?
I don't
remember. They don't do that this time. They turn left. Hmm. We turn left, and then we go around. And then the second loop, we come the other way that we saw people. Mm. Where we sat that one time and watched people in the shade while people were burning up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In like a grassy area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's...
Over like a cute little bridge. They have little bridges.
Yeah, the bridge. That bridge connects the two resorts. And there's a golf area on the across the bridge.
It's kind of like the Woodlands.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty out there. Well, okay. That section was pretty... and then I just kind of followed the course around, and again there on the run you go through one of those egg.
And is it like three laps?
Three
right?
loops. Yeah. So you can do it with me on this one.
One.
Yeah. Two. Three. Now finish. Finish back over the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you'll probably be at the finish already by then.
When?
Instead of telling me the finished loop, because that's where you cross the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. Will it be fun? Is it going to be fun?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do it.
All right. Yeah, this is going to be one of those one of those fun days for me. And are you going to go down there to the Barefoot Bar and Grill?
No, I'm going to wait for you. We have this bar that we went to last time. We hung out, and we're gonna go back.
It's not on the run course. It's
just right off the beach. It's so pretty.
Yeah, it's like roll up doors, and it's all open, and you can see the beach right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the interesting thing about this triathlon. After the swim, the beach is empty. Everyone's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go out there and have the whole beach to yourself.
Yeah.
So well, and we don't have to look for bike racks.
Isn't the hotel like right down the road?
Ours is 0.3 miles.
So I'll probably just walk back.
Yeah, and it's on the run, and it's on the run course, so you can just stay there till the finish if you want.
I'm not gonna stay there till the finish. I'm gonna cheer.
No, I mean every time, you'll know where I am, so you can just walk out and go, hey, and
then go back inside. Would you do that to me?
Then you go back out. That's two.
No, that's not nice.
And you go back. I'll see you at the finish.
No, I'm not gonna do that. No, John was a great supporter for me. So I'm going to be a good supporter too.
Well, thank you. I'm going to make you carry everything.
Are you going to give me stuff?
Yeah.
Like I give you stuff?
Well, not on the run.
I got hot.
They seem a lot more strict there. at Panama City Beach than they ever are at Galveston.
Well, that was a long time ago.
No, it even says it on the athlete's guide. Like the zipper thing, do not...
It said that in Galveston too.
Did it? Oh, okay. Because that one lady, you remember that one lady? Mm-hmm. Zipped that thing up! Yeah. I think back then it was halfway. Had to be at least halfway. Yeah. And then everyone had these tri-tops that you could zip all the way, and it still had a shirt under it. Mm-hmm. You remember? So you can unzip it all the way, and then part of your shirt's flapping around, mm-hmm. but it still was a shirt under it. And they were still telling them to zip it up.
Mm-hmm. So you need to be proper.
Yeah, and you got to zip up before the finish.
Yeah.
So our kit has a zipper.
I never pull mine down.
Yeah, I think a couple times when I was practicing.
I was just shedding layers because mine was cold.
You never got to your kit. You had a top on still. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to be... A couple times on the run, I unzipped just because it was a little hot.
Yeah.
Just practicing. So I'll probably do that. Unzip. And then...
I didn't care. It was just a messed up triathlon, so...
Yeah.
I was just shedding clothes.
And you're done? You're done with the 70.3s?
Yeah. I think I am.
Okay.
I'm going to
That's okay.
have fun.
Because this podcast is for really beginners and...
Yeah. So I'm just out to have fun.
Yeah, so we're...
I don't want to take things
We're
too
talking
serious.
About... Did you like more sprints or more Olympics?
I don't know. I liked them both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We did all those little tiny sprints.
Little tiny sprints are like nothing now.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about the Texas triathlon. I forgot what it was called. Out in Texas City.
Texas City,
like with the big waves that we had. That's like nothing now.
Yep.
There's wind and stuff.
There's wind on the
bike.
Yeah. I did not have a good day that day.
Yeah. It's like, this is going to be done and over with soon.
Uh-huh.
It's not that long.
The run was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just want to have fun. I just want to work out, lose some more weight.
You like that Katie triathlon.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. There's, I think, two of them out there, but the one that we did was...
I just want to be healthy and have fun.
Yeah. And then, that one had a bunch of little kids that had, like, their pro kits.
Yeah.
USA kits. Like, dang. We're just old-timers sitting out here doing, running and biking.
I just need something to do other than watching Netflix.
Yeah, that could be bad. You know, you hurt your back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the other day, like, it's been hurting me still on the way we're sitting. Mm-hmm. I'm uncomfortable. Like, the other day, I was just sitting and my back just cramped.
Yeah.
My back. I wasn't doing anything. It just cramped. So then I started drinking Gatorades and it helped.
And you foam rolled last night on your back.
And that helped.
And
it
popped.
Cracked.
It cracked your back.
Yeah, which I don't really like to crack my back.
But. Yeah, but was it okay on your run today?
Mm-hmm.
And you ran 4.5 miles?
Yeah. I was going to run longer, but I looked at the weather. It was hot.
Yeah.
And then I was in dirt, running in dirt. My shoes were full of dirt. My socks were full of dirt. I'm like, I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to stop and go to this smoothie truck and... walk the rest of the way and just drink my watermelon smoothie. It's like pure fruit. And
how come you didn't get me one?
Because it was going to be a while.
Oh.
I thought about it.
See,
but
that's not Sherpa. That's not what a Sherpa does.
You weren't going to be. It was a whole other hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well. I don't know what to say. I hope you're a good Sherpa for me.
Uh-huh.
You're not buying me no watermelon smoothie.
No, you were longer, so
okay.
I couldn't get you a watermelon smoothie. I can have a drink ready at the finish line for you.
I'm just going to need water. They hand out
I'll water. Have a drink, and I'll hand you the water.
How are you going to carry all my stuff back to the hotel? What if I can't walk?
Then you'll just sit there and wait till I go get the car.
Bring the wagon. Carry all the stuff for the wagon.
No, that won't work.
Okay. All right. I guess that's all we got for this try. Mm-hmm. This is not a triathlon. This is a podcast. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all we got for this podcast.
Yeah.
So stay addicted.
And try.